In the final segment coming up, we will relive the magic of Bryce Matthews' game last night. I'm not going to call it a breakout game. It's baseball. There's 8 jillion games in the season. But it was his first real, like, statement game, Bryce Matthews. He's a top prospect for the team, man. He had 2 home runs last night. He won the game for you if you're the Astros.
Maybe not a breakout game, but a moment.
Yeah.
Certainly a moment, something that he'll never forget. And, you know.
And let him keep playing, man.
Yeah.
Let him keep playing.
And hopefully something he can build off of, like the type of game that can prompt a breakout, right? Mm-hmm. Like can start the confidence and, you know what, I can do this. I did this off of Zach Gallen, a reputable pitcher, albeit somebody that's having a down year. Like, yeah, hopefully it's a fire starter for him.
We'll look at this too in the final segment, the little Astros, but you can put a lineup together from guys that are on the injured list right now.
Yeah.
Like a legit lineup. A lineup that you could put next to the actual lineup they trotted out there last night and say, I think you might win a 7-game series with that injured list team, not the team they have on the field right now.
Which is something that we're not used to, as opposed to kind of being used to having enough pitchers on the injured list to where you could at least put together, let's say, a postseason rotation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe not a full 5-man. Well, I don't know. If I count them enough now, you probably can do a 5-man rotation.
You get close, yeah.
But consistently now, it seems like they got at least 3 guys that are on the shelf. Now it's happening with the lineup too.
Excitement level over this headline. Report: North Carolina Bill Belichick docuseries to be released on Hulu.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
I am in.
I think the audience knows that this has been, of non-Houston topics, this has been at the tippy top of Payne and Pendergast topics throughout the course of the offseason here.
Yeah.
Belichick and Hudson.
And I don't know if I would care about it as much if, because obviously we know we don't have to introduce the audience to Bill Belichick. But the big thing about it is how what's going on with Jordan Hudson and this whole, like, saga, this post, let's just call it the UNC era Bill Belichick saga, is that it's just so different from who we know and understand Bill Belichick to be. The dude is in control, and now he's kind of, and we understand it is undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
But even with Bill Belichick and in this way and in this moment, it's fascinating to me.
Front Office Sports reported this on Friday. A docuseries featuring Belichick and North Carolina football is slated to be released on Hulu. North Carolina was set to host the first ever college football edition of Hard Knocks this offseason. However, the Tar Heels backed out of the deal ahead of the 2025 season. And you remember all the reports that Jordan Hudson, his girlfriend, had a lot to do with the Hard Knocks not becoming a thing.
Yeah.
Whether it was Hard Knocks backing out or Camp Belichick backing out, I don't know how clear that is, but there were reports that she wanted ownership of the Hard Knocks documentary or docuseries, and it was never clarified if it was meant like actual ownership, like a chunk of the action, or heavy say in what goes out, you know, over your TV screen.
Yeah, but the common theme and the thread here with Jordan Hudson is that she seems to want ownership or of something.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to want to be involved heavily in just about everything.
Yeah.
It's the influence, and that's the point. Like, we don't necessarily care about Bill Belichick's love life or sex life or anything like that. It's how all of that stuff is dovetailing into a new version of Bill Belichick, you know?
Yeah. The sex life part, no, I don't need that. I am curious about if we put them in different categories, love life and sex life, like, yeah, I don't need to, you know, I don't need to know like what Belichick likes in the bedroom or anything like that.
Good on that.
I am curious though, like, is this headed towards marriage? Like, is this, you know, how we know it's serious? Like, how serious is it? Like, what does Belichick prioritize? Is she the priority, or is his coaching career the priority?
Well, see,
she's kind of disappeared a little bit over the last, you know, couple of months.
Yeah,
we haven't heard many stories.
They kind of blew up her spot a little bit.
Will you be disappointed if she's not a big part of this documentary?
Yes. Well, big part is in like as a character or is behind the scenes?
No, as a character.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how you tell the story in documentary form without her being a big part
of it.
Okay. So we
do want to know about his love life.
Well, yeah. So, but I guess what I'm saying here in terms of the love life and the question that you bring up, like, is this headed towards marriage?
Yeah.
The reason why I'm so fascinated by it is because it feels like it already has.
Yeah.
Whether they've actually put pen to paper or done the civil union part of it or not, she feels like she has the type of influence and the type of role in the man's life that, say, a wife would, you know?
No question.
So I feel like that question feels like it's already asked and answered.
Well, and take it a step further, you know, not just that a wife would have, but she's very intertwined with his business ventures now.
Right.
All the trademarking that goes on, yes. and all the, obviously, a lot of the negotiation that goes on about content related to Belichick, whether it's on social media or in documentary form. She's very intertwined with that.
Yeah.
At least she was.
In a way that it seems like only someone that would have to be as close as, say, a wife type would be.
Dude.
You know, to be able to infiltrate in that way.
I'm telling you right now, if we watch this thing and the first episode is just Belichick coaching guys in summer camp and early in training camp, and that's it, like Hard Knocks is.
Yeah.
Then I'm out.
Same.
I'm out. If it's just North Carolina football infomercial, no thanks.
So, same. Because I actually am on the football side of it. I am intrigued by the football element of Bill Belichick at North Carolina and what he can do with the program.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to see no damn documentary
right.
about it. I will follow North Carolina football season because Bill Belichick is now there, aside from the Jordan Hudson stuff. But the reason why it makes it a compelling documentary proposition is because of the Jordan Hudson element.
No doubt. No, North Carolina is a top five watch for me, at least early in the season. Curiosity watch.
Yeah.
Top five. Colorado is up there too, post Shadur and Travis. You know, can Coach Prime keep it moving in that direction?
Yep.
Those are two big ones for me. I'd have to sit down. I may sit down and think about that today. Like, what are non-Notre Dame, because that's the one I watch every week. What are my four or five that I'm going to make a point to go watch this year?
But in for different reasons in a different way, but it has a similar feel to the earliest Deion Sanders at Colorado days.
Yep.
Like, you know, moving from a different class. And I understand it's Deion Sanders moving from the HBCU to the Power Five. And this is actually Bill Belichick going from the NFL to a year off to college football.
Mm-hmm.
But it is I'm familiar with this guy in a different setting, and now he's going to try to go do it over there. He himself is more famous than the actual program
yes.
that he's joining.
Yes.
Let's see how that goes. It's got that sort of touch to it that the early days of Deion Sanders at Colorado had to it.
Right now, this article on on3.com says it's unclear whether or not Jordan Hudson will be involved in this thing. If she's not part of the on-screen content, I'm out. I don't care enough about North Carolina, the inner workings of North Carolina football. To your point, I'll care about them on Saturdays this coming season.
Tell you what, if she's not a part of it, it shouldn't be on Hulu. They should just put it on the ACC network.
There you go.
North Carolina should release it on their social media. YouTube,
Yeah.
Like that's what this production is, absent of Jordan Hudson.
Right. Which I'm not saying it can't be good. It's just I'm not that interested in North Carolina football.
That makes it North Carolina specific. Let you Tar Heels fans watch it. The rest of us are in for the saga of
yes. I'm curious about this real quick. WWE and Fandango, the movie app, announced a partnership yesterday to show premium live events like SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Like what they used to call them pay-per-views, but they, you know, now they're on Peacock. So they call them PLEs now. But they're presenting them in theaters, including the one right across the street from our studios here. Where you could pay. I actually checked the ticket prices. I'm not going to that one because that's when I'm heading up to West Virginia that weekend.
Yeah.
But it's August 2nd and 3rd. It's a 2-night event, SummerSlam. And for $30, you can watch it in one of their, you know, movie theaters. They got really nice theaters over there with it's reserved seating and everything else. You can watch SummerSlam or a WWE event. Are you somebody who would clearly, if you're doing that, you're doing it so you can be in a room with other fans experiencing it, high-fiving, whatever, you know, cheering live, that sort of thing. Would you be inclined to pay $30 as opposed to sitting on your couch and watching? I don't know if you're a WWE fan or not, B. Scott, but whatever the equivalent would be for you of something like this.
Yeah, I would. Now, I actually am somebody who prefers to watch these things at home, but I do get something out of the community experience of, hey, we're all into this.
Yeah.
This is a very specific thing. Not everybody is into this, but everybody in here is. It's kind of a similar thing with the Marvel movies. Like everybody kind of gets the jokes or when there's a reveal and they're like, oh my God, that's the guy from the other show or whatever it is. I think that wrestling fans would have a similar kinship, if you will. I would be there for the kinship,
the and fellowship.
For the fellowship of it.
Yeah,
all. Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, to make this about sports, would you do this for a sporting event? Would you pay $30 to go watch a Texans playoff game with other fans because you're in the theater with them? We've seen teams do it for free at the stadium. The Astros did that during the World Series. They would show games on the Jumbotron at Minute Maid, and people were able to go out and watch with other fans. There is something about that fellowship. Would you do that for a sporting event? Would you pay to sit in a reserve seat at a theater to watch a sporting event, given that you're going to be in there presumably with a lot of fellow fans being able to experience it together?
Yeah, if the price, obviously at a reasonable price, and I think $30 is reasonable enough, and I wouldn't pay an exorbitant amount.
Yeah.
But $30 to go and, again, fellowship with fellow fans and to watch it at what is objectively a higher quality, a better quality than whatever you probably have at home. I do have a new movie room at my house, though.
Nice.
I will say that with a projector. But this would be better than that.
Yeah.
And better than at a bar, at most bars. Yeah, I would do it.
Have you seen this? I guess they pronounce it COSM. COSM is how it's spelled.
Okay.
One of these immersive sports bars where you're sitting in theater seating and it feels like you're sitting courtside.
Yeah.
At a basketball game or ringside at a boxing match.
I've not experienced it. I've heard about it and seen it.
It looks amazing on
TV. I would do it.
I would do that in a second. And that's next level than just a gigantic movie screen.
I say this all, though, with the caveat that I do still prefer nothing like home.
Yeah.
Give me home over everything.
The beer's cheaper, for sure.
But would I do this, especially like, let's say, the fellas, or some of us here at the station, or some my fellow Texans fans out there.
That'd be fun.
You want to go do this?
10 or 15 people and go do it and sit in the crowd? Yeah, that'd be fun.
Like, different from a movie. I'd go watch a movie on my own in a movie theater. Yep. I wouldn't do this on my own.
This is about community.
Yeah.
Like, this whole thing. Yeah.
For sure.
All right, let's relive Bryce Matthews' big night last night. And the lineup the Astros can put together with guys on the injured list is bananas. We'll get to that. We'll find out what the guys got going on In the Loop as well.